Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cross. Looks good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out. Come out.
I can beat it like the junkie. This is music to your ear. I have you ride the track, then we switching up the flow. Plus she's wicked on the mic, I got her hitting every note. Oh, heavy when she play the bass, steady won't be making tape. Once I get a sample, I'ma bang it like an 808, 808, 808. Rockin' to the keys, plus I like it real loud when we knock it to the beat, to the beat, to the beat. Time in every loop, but I'm no club champ when I'm rhyming in the booth. No, go hard, one guy. Balls, punch lines, and I hit as hard as Nick Cannon on the drum line. All I need, one mic. Fucking with a pro boo, got the right equipment, now we're caught up on these pro tools. Pro tools, pro tools, time in this perfection. Can you be my engineer? I think we need a private session.
Lay my track down, my beats are rock, yeah. Take the noise out the background, keep my knees locked, yeah.
I'm the producer, I supply you every beat. And this goes out to every frequency. Just see, you turn your back, I'm the reason for every leak. The drug in the booth, look, my, you need deep shocks. First I'll let you beatbox, then I'll go with beatbox. Beatbox, beatbox, I keep it true. And there ain't no logic or reason for what I do. No, all night sessions, recording in the bed. Heard you freestyle ill, you be going off the head. See, that was instrumental, now you spitting every hard line. Just make sure you save something for my hard drive. Yeah, you're cute and no, but I'm the one man band. Now listen here, baby doll, I can do it all. Produce, manage, I've engineered classics. The train of an exception, just what I got it nasty.
Lay my track down, my beats are rocking. Take the noise out the background. My knees are knocking. Don't make me wait all day. No, too late. Think you love my way. Then pass me. You're slow and that's okay. Hey, hey.
I got you up close and personal. HD style, baby. Strumming on that guitar. Put it down on the mixing board. Mm-hmm. Make it classics over here. Brooklyn. It's the kid. You know the name. Oh.
Oh shit, I think we got one right now, baby. But let's do it one more time from the top.
Play a position, keep a nigga feeling comfortable. Keep the G and plus a sex game wonderful. Pop it to the crib in the trench, nothing under them. So spontaneous, surely this shit a mystery. Why I ain't claiming it? Relationships are dangerous. Thin line between the shit. Let's not change a bit. I like it the way it is. Weigh my options, I should take my pick. But if she gonna get a man, goddamn, that'll make me sick. Maybe I'm selfish like that slum village song. But I get a rush when she's around and feeling strong. But I don't wanna rush, I hope I'm not leading you wrong. Success can be a little bit stressful when you're alone. I understand if you feel like moving on. Boo, you wrong, but if you wanna keep riding.
When I bite and when I'm pulling on the head, not a whore, let's be quick. Been doing this again. Plus they stay behind closed doors, all is fair. Yeah, she like the role play, Catholic school gear. Listening to the OJs coming up the stairs. Working down walls, I be leaving that muffin needed. Construction, get her all. She like easy, just something. So cool, so we never have any heated discussions. Never stress me or sweat me. If I'm out of line, she gon' check me. Always riding, so she never second guess me. I'm in a corner, protected like a lawyer. I give her work, no problem to employ ya. Golden boy, plus I go through rent like Delahoya.
Say my spot, I got a membership. Stay on the road, so she know that I be in the mix. She know what role, so that don't make a difference. She know we get the busiest and underhand various. Shorty serious, period. Bring her A-game in all areas. She cooks, she cleans, look good in the body mean. Fly without wings, so why would I leave, huh?
Yeah. definitely feels good, you know what I mean, playing that new hot topic, some sexy shit from Del P featuring Corey Wims, you know what I mean? Shout out to those guys. That's Philly talented ass artists, you know what I mean, doing their thing. Live on a new show, Philly Shine Radio. Fun topic tonight. My special guest, Dark Skin Jermaine, will be calling in soon. We're going to take some callers, talk about tonight's topic. Wait a minute, I think, where's Del P number? I see Del P in the building already. That's what's up, showing love. I had to play your music. I wanted to, I was checking out the video for your performance.
Right.
I had to come and show Philly Shine. Welcome to the show. What's up, Del?
What's going on? Much love, Honest. Much love for playing that joint.
Me too. Keep me too. Let's just fly. I'm definitely get the mother tracks on deck for the future. Okay. We get to know you a little bit more. But definitely shout out your Facebook, your Twitter, and what you got coming up. You got to show up on Philly Shine. You got to.
I'm saying everything Del Peasy, you know, Facebook / Del Peasy, MySpace Del Peasy. My Twitter, I don't be on it much, but that's Del P 215. You know what I'm saying? In the rush, you can just Google me. I'm out there. Be around. Shout out to the whole BAU. Shout out to Honest Fire. Shout out to Key West. You know, I'm going to be rocking Little Creek tomorrow for the BMI Fridays. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I come through, check you out and shit. I'm showing love over here. We having fun. You know what I mean? We're going to go into the topic a little later. You know, we talking about why do exes still think they get privileges? Like, cut off.
Because when you put it down, you know what I'm saying? When you put it down on them, that's when they think, you know, they got a lifetime membership. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the reason that the person is an ex. Like, you can't get it no more, right?
You know, it'd be certain circumstances. Sometimes, you know.
You say you can't get it no more.
Sometimes the physical, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that physical, it don't be a physical thing, the reason you can't get it. You know, sometimes y'all just agree that y'all, you know, y'all ain't working. You know what I'm saying? But that sex is crazy, so you still want that sometimes.
Yo,
that's real shit. That's I know girls from 10 years ago that still in my jet. So, that's real right. Oh, shout out to my man Corey Wells. He's a fucking beast, man. For that hook.
Yeah, he definitely is. You know what I mean? I had the pleasure of working with Corey a couple times. That's
Yeah, we both went to Overbrook, so it was only right.
Oh, hell yeah. We will probably play that joint again later on in the show. That's on. You got to get a little encore. It's a two-hour show. We're going to have some fun.
No doubt.
Definitely thanks for calling in. We're going to show up.
Like
anybody else, if you want to join in the show, just press the one. Definitely, your number shoots to the top.
Number one press.
Shout out to the truth teller, co-host, extraordinaire. You're extraordinary, babe. Thank you. She always showing love. I wouldn't believe what she had right
now. I'm in and I'm out. So if I go out, I'll just hit you back up.
I understand. All right, B. Much love. Uh-huh. We're going to get into some more music. Like I said, tonight's topic, I ain't going to put out no name, but you don't know who I'm talking about. We had some fun. Had some fun talking shit, but you know it's all love. Definitely thanks again to LP for coming. Calling the show.
No doubt. You show me love. You know it's on the side.
Yeah, all right. That's what's up. Chill out with us. We got some music. Like I said, I showed love to DJ Lazy K the other night. You know what I mean? This is Raw Reeves, Bitches and Money. You know what I mean? Not much else matter. Lazy K production. We going in on Philly Shine, like I said, and we gonna talk shit about topic. Maybe I should text my ex, like, call in, motherfucker. Be bold. Like, you wanna be bold, be real bold. Call in the show. Have some fun tonight.
This is Bob Mike Jones, and right now you know what it is. You know who it is. I'm here fucking with the queen. Yo, Lazy, show 'em how we do it on the other side of the map, baby.
DJ Lazy K production.
Ain't nothing but bitches and money. Bitches and money, 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 bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money.
DJ Lazy K.
Bitches and money, bitches and money, bitches and money. Bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and
Broadway.
Money.
Yeah, bust the traffic, count 520.
That's a hundred
on the next stack coming for me. I like to count money, sometimes I stack 20. Do the Indian dance, I make it rain money. No time to chill, cause that paper always calls for me. They see that money on my mind, now they all for me. While I do what I do, it's all for me. But you can eat too, if you put in work too. Me and Show Hustle showing what that work do. Nice car, bad bitches when we slide through. Block the haters out, I got the bird's eye view. My life about cake, you see I'm trying to eat it too. But where I'm from, they try to make it hard to eat for
real hard.
Niggas popping sweets, staying up for a week or two.
Focus
on that paper, never sleep, only creep for
trying.
Bust that thing off and slide off in the Jeep again.
Bitches and money, 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 bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Bitches and money, 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 bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money.
I had a bitch, I did it her for that money though. When she came back, that paper where the pussy flow. She know where I'm going, it's M.O.B. though. I'm on the flip phone talking business to my people. Got bitches calling me, telling me where to meet you. They all get me bread, and they know the dick is lethal. Focus on that paper, never let a bitch deceive you. Cause when that cash flow, all the hoes wanna meet you. You thinking that's your girl, but your girl like me too.
Too.
Try to get that paper, and that's why I'ma leave you.
Mama,
that trap phone pop, and Weezy block me.
Be right there.
I'm coming to the rescue, I'm feeding all the people. So tell me what you want, got everything in the raw. Bro said he got the girl, I better grab her while she's gone.
Locked
in the kitchen whipping like she's driving a car. I done flipped 50 slots before I'm thinking about a bra.
I get them all.
Bitches and money, bitches and money, bitches and money, bitches and money. Bitches and money, bitches. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Bitches and money, 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 bitches.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're about to get into another song in a second. Just give it a second.
Technical difficulties. You know how Blog Talk is.
always.
You can't always help it, but you choke these motherfuckers. They gonna want their money, too, and I'm going to tell them, deducting 5 minutes out the check. Yeah, exactly. Oh, don't be messing up and be trying to play some music. Deducted 5 minutes out your check, Blog Talk Radio.
We deducted $39.99.
Yeah, I need to get a free month or something. But definitely, it's like, no, we love Blog Talk. Yeah, we love Blog Talk. Much love. I gotta show love to my young boys, Reese Swag. Definitely real talented young boys, swagged out boys. We always got show G5 Entertainment with affection. They did their thing this is weekend. Mm-hmm. New Era Hip Hop Showcase and After Party. I had a ball. I wish you was there, Miss Truth Teller, honey.
Girl, you already know the situation. So I'm going to tell y'all now. If y'all get me a babysitter, I'll be out with y'all.
Alright, well, we look forward to all that. I might babysit one night. I'ma stay in and you go out, cause I don't go out all the time. I'ma stay in and babysit. Watch, your kids gonna come back like little angels.
You gonna come back with no hair, cause Kyra gonna make you rip your hair out. Alright, we gonna go into this song.
Believe you. No, that's not what's going to happen. No.
Keep going. Stay out. You your lace front out.
I got to call
Hold on one
Jake.
Second.
What's
Hold
good?
On one second.
What'd you say, honey?
Oh, yeah, y'all got to excuse the background noise.
No, we understand. But like I said, we about to show some love to the swagged out boy. Those young men go in real all hard. Right.
Yeah.
G5,
yeah.
S-O-B. Who fly is us? I'm guessing nobody. Man, how the pockets looking? They so naughty. Rico and Lil Zai, we don't try. We was born to be fly. To be, well, I've been past that. Last place is hell, so first place you better last at. Treat this beat like I treat your girl, and I smash that. They're saying I'm the future, but I'm giving niggas flashbacks. If three goes right, I'm guessing that Kevin's wrong. I just do it, get your 24/7 on. I'm so loud, two times you gotta kill me. And a man with numb hands can still feel me. These raps get killed, these beats can slaughter. My flow so deep, Shaq couldn't keep his head above the water. B plus never being hot, it's nothing like a mismatch. Your snipe can miss my time, put it to sleep, call it kidnap. I'm ending all these rappers, call it termination. My swag is so tight, it be cutting off my circulation. And I'm the shit, people keep saying take a bath. Swag plus money equal me, I did the math. Yep. Who fly is us? I'm guessing nobody. Man, how the pockets looking? It's so naughty. Rico and Lil Zai, we don't try. We was born to be fly. And we fly, yeah. No, we fly. Your wing, yeah, man, I'm just dumping on you rappers. Guess my stomach upset. Lil Zai, Rico, Reese, Swag, be the best. G5, 3 weeks, more buzz than insects. Yo, y'all niggas stay hating. I hopped out the booth and left the mic flaming. I'm getting money, pockets on Uncle Phil. If only the strong survive, you know I'm benching like a mill. Yeah, I'm by my green, Brussels sprouts. I swear the beef they give me, I eat them and spit them out. Man, I'm at your door like some trick or treaters. Alarm going off, yes, I'm waking up all my sleepers. And you can tell, I cook on my opponents, man. I got the game on lock, I won't let it go for a moment. Yeah, man, it is money over women. Swimming in the money, I go deep sea fishing. Lil Zai, who fly is us? I'm guessing nobody. Man, how the pockets looking? It's so naughty. Rico and Lil Zai, we don't try. We was born to be fly.
Think it's like a good singing voice, but I still like it. You know what I mean? I gotta show love to my boo. We gotta call it press the saying that you wanna join on the show, say something about the topic or something. Shout out to 229-854. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? This is Kid Spade Cutter, man. I ain't really in the 229 area, that's where I'm from, but I'm out in DE, man.
You in Delaware?
Yeah, I'm in Delaware. I'm hip to y'all through my mad face or whatever. I don't know if y'all know mad face.
Definitely gotta show love and definitely thank you for calling in. Are you an artist as well?
Yeah, I'm an artist as well. I did a couple songs with Face on one of him and Lyle Lear mixtapes.
Okay, definitely shout out to SWA, Mad Face. If music I could get up a little bit back up into the show. So,
but yeah, man, I was just listening.
Tell everybody your Facebook, your Twitter. Let us
know. Oh, yeah,
like,
man.
Coming for
Facebook,
you.
Facebook is www.facebook.com/onenewlife. You know what I'm saying?
One,
you go in there, check
life?
Out the songs. One New Life, like the number one in New Life.
Okay.
And right. You got Twitter. It's New Life _INC. So
New Life Inc. Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm following.
I am searching you right now. That's my
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Wait a minute. It say New Life London Biatch. Which
one? New Life _INC.
New Life. I'm on Facebook. You said the number one?
One.
Oh,
new
yeah.
Life.
One
the number
life.
One or O and A?
Number one.
No, the number one. The number one.
Then new, N-E-W?
Yes.
One.
L-I-F-E.
I'm about to look him up right now on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And what is your screen name? Because it's a bunch.
It should say Spade. I mean, if you type it in the URL, it should come up, but it's Spade Cutter and Young Mara's New Life.
Spade Cutter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not just Spade Cutter. Hold on. Yeah, we doing it. That's what we do.
Yeah, we doing it right now. I mean, like, why not? Why the F not? Because right now we try to make it simple. Be like,
okay, how you spell Cutter? Spell it out.
S-P-A-D-E-C-U-T-T-A.
Yeah, wait a minute, hold up. I'm about to put it in there now. It should come up. I don't know why Facebook, they want to give you every goddamn thing that's
similar. Did you
mean
Stone Cutter?
I found them.
Why did they give me Stone Cutter?
Oh, that's your,
oh, no.
That's your fan page.
Yeah. Did y'all type in one Facebook / one new life?
Yeah, Spade Cutter, Young Merge, New Life ENT.
That's
the whole, I found y'all.
If you go to the my band, that's our music and joint, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right, well, definitely show love, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
I felt
you.
It.
Find it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Y'all know what that means. I'm just like a little teeny bit smarter than her, just a little teeny bit. But
you know what?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Y'all
That's just a little bit, but yeah, we put it together. It's a whole lot of goodness, so shut up.
Hold on, wait. You're lucky I'm in my environment or I would tell you something.
Well, it's cool. I'm lucky. I feel lucky. But we got to ask them the topic question. We got to definitely ask you that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You want to ask them, Ms. Truth Teller?
Oh, I'm still... Okay, topic of tonight is...
Why do ex did they still have privileges?
I was about to say that. Thank you very much.
Ew.
Skank.
Well, I say because a lot of guys keep their exes tagged in. One, because they put it down well. You know what I'm saying?
No, God.
You know?
Is this what the guys will say for tonight?
I'm just saying. If you ain't have an ex that put it down well, would you still go after him?
No.
My point exactly.
Who cares about him? Period. They ex. That's a period. He's like, what's new about you? Nothing. Boo.
Hey, that's our own.
You gotta chill. Because sometimes that'll even get you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Even paying attention to an ex. So.
Well, see, I don't really pay attention to them, but I got to interact with them because most of them are fans, you feel me?
Oh, okay, that's what's up. I can relate to that.
So they don't really get
right
no
there.
Privilege.
All right. Well, you know what? Yeah, you gotta let them know, like, you can't get no privileges. Like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah, you have to give them a cutoff line, you know what I'm saying? It always has to be a cutoff line.
Exactly. Well, we showing love tonight. Like I said, got more music on deck. Showing love to Del P, DJ Freak Nasty sent me some music too. So this is gonna get us hype up a little bit before the show is over. We're probably gonna end the show like around 12:30 tonight. You know what I'm saying? Just to get ready for the weekend. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to my homie Armin. They're doing a big model casting call on Saturday. Also, Yusuf Ali doing a grind concert. My guest is calling in. We're about to have some fun.
Yes, sir.
Everybody,
you already know who it is. Your club king, the boy DJ Freak Nasty.
Yes, sir.
Representing Philadelphia.
What up, Philly?
Yes, indeed. Let's go. Remix, let's go.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm in the building.
Dark Skin Jermaine in the building. Philly Shine Radio. Just show love, like I said. DJ Freak SD. What's up with you, Mr. Jermaine?
Not much. You know, this came from this little biker bar. I mean, trying to start a nice little scuffle with these leathers.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
let me break that down for y'all. I just came from trying to start shit with two different bike clubs.
Oh, shit. Why?
I want to see who was going to win. I mean, one club had a lot of big Jones in it, so I know they fight.
So, are you trying to fight girls or men?
No, I'm not trying to fight. I'm trying to fight.
You're trying to start fights, like...
Oh,
start, yeah.
That's not
I'm trying to vroom, start it up, you know, because it's a bike club.
Well, you know what?
Going to fight.
Well, you know what? Don't. If you want to do that, make sure you pull out your camera and at least film it. So because
that's what I was going to do.
Thank you. Yeah, see? Now that's showing love, you know what I'm saying? You got it.
I put it right on YouTube. Mm-mm-mm. Like two bike clubs going at it. And I'd have been playing vroom, start it up in the background. That'd been the theme music. Who the hell sing that song?
Let's not see you got us laughing already. Let's not see you know what I'm saying. But tell us a little bit about yourself. How can people check out your, I guess, your Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Yep. I'm on the Facebook on the Dark Skin, one word, Jermaine, no R. I mean, that's Jemaine. Yeah, no R. People be putting R's in the back. I can't find you. I'm like, because I'm not a Jermaine.
You're a Jermaine.
Oh, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's foreign. It's foreign. It's like English or something.
It's foreign.
Yeah.
How far?
I'm from North Philly. I'm on the, like, west side of Broad Street. So, and all the Jermaine's on the east side of Broad. Yeah.
Hold on, okay.
That's how you can tell the difference.
The west side, the west side of Broad Street, that's like what, like 15 on up.
Yeah, 15 on up. I mean, that's where the Jermaine's is at.
Jermaine's, okay.
Yeah, and I'm on Twitter, I'm under Dark Name. Everything dark with me, it's nothing light about me, so I'm not going to have anything light in my name. gonna go ahead and throw that in there.
Let me find out. I know you. Let me find out. I know you.
You might do. There's a lot of women that know me, but do you know me? Know me?
Know you. It's going to where you from, your area.
Uh oh. Truth teller, get them.
Who that?
Truth. That's my co-host, the Truth Teller. That's dark skin Jermaine. I was calling you Jermaine, so it's Jermaine.
She pregnant? Because a lot of girls have come to me randomly saying, hey, I got him pregnant. She pregnant?
Yep, surely is. It's your baby.
We got to have a talk.
Yep. Going to
Mario. You won. I got my dance ready. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't like them other fellas. My soldiers march when I tell them to.
You know what? It's definitely okay. You know what? You're okay. Whew, that's not fair.
I mean, you
though,
sound like
no.
You beat up, man. You might need some rum and Red Bull.
No.
Okay.
I had to sit back for a minute because you are freaking tripping over there. But I love it.
I'm always like this. That's why I do comedy.
You gotta tell us, what do you have coming up that we need to look for? And, guys, he is coming soon to Philly Shine Radio. We just gotta get him somewhere comfortable.
Man, I'm comfortable anywhere, you know what I mean? Because I wear a vest everywhere I go.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
So, wait, but why is it that guys gotta be so macho? You don't need a vest. Go places where you need
a vest. Why? What you mean? I gotta be macho. I know damn well I can't dodge no bullets, so that's why I need a vest.
But are you skinny?
You got it right there.
I'm skinny, too, but, you know, niggas ain't really got aim anyway. 9 times out of 10, the person next to me gonna get hit.
You know what?
Wait. I'm about to mess with her. I'm bored. I'm stuck in this hospital and I'm bored.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, long story short.
Is it 9 month story? Because I don't know.
Look, everything does not have to do with being pregnant, mister.
I am pregnant.
Look, I had random girls, like, literally last year. All right, I don't want to tell y'all this, but I'm going to tell y'all this. I had 5 girls come up to me and say that they was pregnant.
Okay. Did you ever do the poo-na-na?
Huh?
Did you do the poo-na-na?
Yeah, I hit, but I'm just saying, I don't remember, you know, what happened. But at the same...
See, that's not always safe, you know what I mean?
It's not, but at the same time, you know what I mean? I think I just... Because I look like a lot of people... Like, Kevin Hart's wife came up to me one time, like, oh, you going to leave me for that bitch? I was like, what? Like, no.
You definitely could look like Kevin Hart a little bit. Definitely. You look just like him. You look like Andre, too.
Andre Johnson, yep.
You know, you definitely look like Andre Johnson. I didn't know you two apart, but he's a little taller than you. That's how I could tell you.
Yeah, he got, like, a beer keg belly going on.
Don't talk shit about the boy. That's not fair.
Wait,
my nigga. We ride out, karaoke and all.
Hold on,
speaking
wait,
of karaoke.
Check it out, right? My question to you, right? And I can figure out, are you around from the Allegheny Avenue area?
No. I'm from like York Street, Dolphin, and all that.
She will come over your house.
No,
I ain't coming over her house, man. Not at this time because it ain't too much talking.
Wait, this is
knock, ring no bell.
Toot that bottle. I'm not
in
the house.
I don't
want to
come to the hospital neither. What's wrong with you?
My mother just let y'all go back and forth. But definitely shout out to everybody joining the show. If you want to say something, tonight's topic, you know, even you, Jermaine.
We had that talk already.
You know, tonight's topic is... Why do exes still think they get privileges? Like,
I got a story for y'all, man.
What happened?
I was talking to this girl one time, right? And she has a baby father. He got 2 kids by, so I guess that's his lock and key. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's mine. And one day, she texts me. Well, it was him all this time, and I'm texting all this dirty stuff. He might have wrote some of the stuff down. It was some fly stuff. And I felt like I was gay for about a good 20 minutes because
wow.
It was this dude texting stuff, and I'm like, man. And then, you know, the girl called me, and she like, Jermaine, did you sleep in my house before? And I did, but I didn't, like, I fell asleep because I was doing something. And I was like, yeah, I fell asleep. And next thing I heard, like, a slap. And I don't know if y'all do this, but anything ever happen over the phone and you get scared and you slowly close the phone, like it's like you trying to walk out of a room without nobody noticing. Yeah,
oh, that's fucked up.
I know, but I was like, damn. Yeah, he hit her. I heard it. I couldn't do nothing. I was over the phone. Well, I was going to be like, hey, stop. Don't. I'm going to come over there. Boy, wait a second.
Wow.
Like, how far was that going to go?
You
like,
wait
you know
right
what?
Here for
Lucky
me.
He said,
I'll be
stop
I'll be over
the phone. Yeah, man.
Oh,
I mean, but, yeah, he's not even with her. That's why, like, this is baby mom. And he was still, you know, he was trying to keep under lock and key. Like, she had a good job, and he was paying for her rent and everything. So, and he was off with, y'all know the girl from, what's that movie, State Property?
Yeah.
You know was Dean's baby mom? That girl that was supposed to be his baby mom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was his girl, and he was, like, taking care of her, too. But, you know, you want to keep your family, I guess, because he's like, oh, I got two kids, but I don't want no other man raising my kids if I can't. Which is on his, you know what I mean? You know how that go, but that's another way of, like, exes trying to think they had privileges.
Damn,
I mean, it was,
yeah,
like, crazy.
You can't, I don't think anybody has the privilege to hit anybody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I don't condone that. Except when I smack my BD around, you know, that's different. You deserve it.
Yeah, like, sometimes I'll get at a pass, you know what I mean? That'll get a pass.
But
other than
like,
that,
only time you smack a BD around is when they say they're going to come get the baby and they don't. And you had to make yourself waiting and ready.
I co-signed.
Hold on, say that again.
I said.
Yeah, only way you smack them around is when they come get the baby.
They don't come get the baby when they say they is.
Oh, all right,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, my dad used to do that to me.
Yeah, fuck that. That's some bullshit, right?
He would get down. He would get his ass beat.
No, no, we're not going to be beating up dads. No, because, like, it ain't that wrong, but on some real shit, dads that don't do shit for their kids, yeah, it's wrong, but the dads are already going through enough. Like, you ain't got to really punish them. Like, it's already enough that they being nut-ass dads, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck them.
But, yeah, I mean, I ain't going to fight. Like, I got caught again, believe it or not, but this time it's by a girl that was married to another girl.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. She called me, like, on the night, so I was sending her pictures. I should have known that it wasn't her, you know, because if you've seen me before, you know, you shouldn't send back damn, meaning you surprised. Yeah, it was bad.
Mm.
Yeah, I always get caught off of dumb stuff. But, I mean,
yeah.
It's the first, second, and the third time for everything. And I got caught all three times. Probably going to get caught a fourth time, too. I'm aiming for it right now.
He going to get caught a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, eighth, a ninth, and a tenth. By the time he gets to 10, he's just going to be like, fuck it, I don't even care no more.
No, you know, but you know what it is, though? It's like when the girl, you know, girl or boy, you know, if they see that they girl happy with somebody else, that's when they try to reiterate their privileges. Like, you know, you're my baby mom, and I'm supposed to still be able to hit
mm-hmm.
that. They go to the Bible and everything. I'll be like,
yeah, exactly. Hold up.
That out.
Yeah, no, I never would, like me, one thing, like me and my son's father, I never really had that problem. Like, he would always respect me. Like, that's why I feel sorry for certain people in their relationships they have with their baby father and their baby mom. Like, they have, like, zero respect for each other. It's ridiculous. Like, you can't say shit. Like, you basically brother and sister, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not together anymore, y'all basically brother and sister. So, like, chalk that shit up, basically.
Yeah. But, I mean, some dudes, I'm going to tell you right now, one thing with a dude ego, and I noticed, and I probably feel the same way. That's why I pick and choose what woman I'm going to have a child with. I wouldn't want nobody else raising my child because you don't know what kind of dudes I am. But at the same time, that's their fault. You know what I mean? But, hey, like I said, like privileges, it don't even be about the child at the time. It really be about who's hitting my girl. You know what I mean? Like, I know, man. I've seen, had people open the door. I've hanged up out of a window before.
Yeah,
once I see how big that nigga forearms was, I'm like, no, let me go. And then he's like banging on the door. I said, whoa, that's a forearm? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
you know what?
Because I remember even having a problem. But, you know, now people do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't control situations. Because if I care about somebody, you know what I'm saying, I might even show up to you know what I mean? Defend you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just point blank, period. Like, I show up, like, what that bitch say to you? Like, you know, fuck.
You crazy.
Hold on, she done muted herself again.
Yeah.
I'm big. Hello? I'm big.
That's
I'm
that good. Bottom I, lip, using that lip.
No, look. No, I'm saying, like, that's that shit you come through, like, oh, yeah, I got your back, you know, say I'm your sister, like, that's homegirl shit, like, these, like, if you ride, you care for a person, like, you can always defend them, but, you know what I'm saying, sometimes people cross the line, like, they try to steal things that you could cook for them, or, you know what I mean, silly things like that, you still gonna give them money, like, I mean, my girlfriend, my homegirl, you even truth teller, you telling me, the boy, he like, you can only give me $50. Like, why am I giving you money anyway? Like, what do
oh,
I
man
feel
asked
about
for money.
He
like,
asked you for
200. He asked you for, oh, $200. I knew it was some outrageous number. I said,
wait, did he bite that? Because sometimes
50.
They do that.
I said 50. $200.
But
yeah, I was true.
But he still said 50. He said 50 after a while. I'm like, no, like, really, it didn't bite. He made a comment, well, I'm not your boyfriend. You're not my girl. Like, oh, I'm not your girl, then why are you asking me for money?
Why are you asking me for money?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't respect no man. I mean, to a certain extent, I have, like, probably asked girls, like, yo, let me borrow this until or something like that. But people know I give money back. But if you flat out asking for money from a girl, you should shoot yourself.
Yeah, I agree. That's real bullshit, man.
Like, that's another privilege niggas think they have. Like, if they girl getting money. Like, I know a girl right now, something happened, operational, and now her dude, her old dude come back around, and he think, like, oh, it's a privilege. Like, he keep trying to borrow money from because they got, you know, the kid or whatnot. And now he trying to hang around. And it's like, I'm telling you, like, I don't know, like, he just constantly around when I'm around her. Now, we just cool. I ain't with her for the money. Well, she don't know that. I am with her for the money. But, yeah, I ain't with her for the money on the radio.
No. Yeah.
It's like, duh. But, yeah,
no.
if you ask a female for money, man, you should be shot in the leg.
You should be shot in
the 2 times. Yeah,
mm-mm,
you gotta be kill shot. You gotta go.
Mm-mm. We need a gunshot sound back.
Yeah, you need like a gunshot sound.
Well, we gonna get into some more music. Check in more with you, Jermaine. I fucking love you. Your personality is crazy. You perk me up a little bit. We still gonna end the show soon. Get ready for Truth or Dare Saturday. You know, it's all about doing strange shit over the phone. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, have people prank calling people.
Yo, I've had somebody, wait. I've had somebody call their access card and put their access card balance on.
No. You're calling your balance. Yeah, that'd be hot. Yeah, what's your balance? I'll do it. It'd be like zero. Well, what if you don't got an access card? What do you got to use?
Well, wait. I'm just saying for people who got an access card.
That's a small group, honey. Like, no,
not
who knows
them, them numbers going to be out of pocket. I seen this uppity white lady pull out an access card. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
No, are you kidding me?
I like how you said uppity. But we want to show love. Definitely, I got a shout out to the Culture Boys. I got your music on deck. My homeboy, Culture Boys.
Culture
Boys.
What
What'd you say, honey?
Who?
I said, what rock band is that?
No, they're not a rock band. They rap.
They rap.
They
rap.
No,
Culture Boys.
Culture Boys. Yeah. They wasn't there when you was there, I would think. No.
Nah. Yeah, I've been busting on a lot of rappers and stuff that come through there. I'm going to stop doing that because I don't want to get shot at none of your shows.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too because that's fucked up. But we're going to play a little bit of music and show love to my homeboy, Tasi. Just say it.
Money, money, money. 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 Money, money, money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds Chris style. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get the talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Greatness. cause I'm caked up. Betty Crocker, speed up, pop their feet, I be cooking. All up on my job, I'm a bona fide hustler. Just cause I hit her don't mean that I trust her. The effort that you must whenever get you here. On the level I am on, I am higher than the bird. Like shorty head, cause she's something like a nerd. Only right she got a bachelor, her brains is a third. Drunk got my mind, damn near hit the curb. Still a thousand niggas in the booth just listen to her. A thousand miles I'm running, you the prey and I'm a hunting. I blow bags out, baby girl, no frontin'. Let the money talk, 150 on the dance. Girl, I got look like a younger version, Stacey Dash.
To my homeboy Tafik doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be performing March 6th at the Mill Creek Tavern, got my light music showcase. It's going to be real fun. Make sure you come out, get your tickets.
Shout out to Tafik. We're going to be in his video, so you know, we got to shout him out.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you bring your right outfit.
I think that's him right here. I don't know. Somebody calling in. We got two people that's raising their hand. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely one of those numbers.
All right, let's open them up.
Go ahead, open them up.
215-833, welcome back to Philly Shine.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, girl?
What's up with you, Honest? How you been?
Oh, that's my boo. What's good with you? Shout out to Niche Bucks.
How you doing, baby?
Huh? Who
that? How you been? How everything going?
Niche Bucks.
Did you say Niche Bucks? Why you sound
niche.
Like a girl?
It's Niche. Listen, open your damn ears, okay?
They are open. I'm sorry. It usually takes me a while to gather, you know. All right, you said Niche. You spelled my name wrong, Honest.
I spelled it. I know. All right. We name everybody perfect.
Okay.
Okay. What's up with you, niece? What's good? We miss you over here.
Yeah, man, I've been grinding, man. I've been grinding, that's all.
As you should, as you should. Definitely, yeah. Thanks for calling. I think that is Tafik that has a number that called in or whatever. But you got to show off, Niche, you know what I mean? You know how it is on Philly Shine Radio. Don't even play.
Yeah. This is your girl, Niche, but you can follow me on Twitter at Niche_Buck. And you can go listen to my mixtape on ReverbNation.com.
Uh-oh. Tell everybody, what's that mixtape name?
That mixtape is New Era. I'm going to have physical copies on the street in exactly 3 weeks. But I got it online at Reverb.
All right, we'll definitely going to be checking you out, baby girl. Is that Tafik? Tafik, is that you?
It's definitely Tafik. What up?
Oh, so we just playing a song, Truth Telling.
Yeah, I was like, good luck. I was calling, I was like, oh, shit, here we go, right on cue. What's up, y'all?
We chilling, you know, we got my co-host, Truth Teller. Special
mm-hmm.
guest co-host.
What up, boo? What up, boo?
Yo,
what up, homie?
Yeah,
what up,
my girl?
Good looking. Good look. Yep. I heard the topic is what privileges an ex have, right?
Yeah. Why do they think they have them? Like, I don't get it.
I mean, honestly, an ex is an ex, so she has no privilege in
right?
my book. That's just me.
Exactly. Yep. Right. None,
yeah.
Right?
None. Zero.
Well, your ex
zip.
Called you 2 a.m, like, yo, trying to get some.
I mean, look, bro. Now, don't let me, that's a no-brainer. Of course you're going to say yeah.
No.
You got privileges, dog. You bitch, you son. Game over.
No.
I mean, privileges, I mean, I think, like, if you're swinging it more or less, like, if she's calling you more or less, like, hey, what you doing and all this other stuff, that's, like, trying to give them a privilege there, you know what I mean? But as far as, like, if it's just, like, a booty call, like, hey, babe, hey, what's up with you? What you doing? And she don't want to have a girl or anything like that. Hey, I mean, fair game in that, you know what I mean?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, and you have a girl.
No.
We got on the line. I had to run out for a second.
Oh, no, we got, it's Tafik and Niche Buck chilling with us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tafik is back again.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's a revolving door.
Stop calling from different damn numbers. I can't get them. Damn.
My bad. This the permanent joint right here. I'm always going to call from this jack. My bad.
You better or I'm going to jack you up when I see you.
Oh,
ooh,
no. I don't need
what?
That.
Yeah, she's from Allegheny somewhere.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
man.
North,
the North Philly's in the building.
Hey, what Niche Buck think about the whole the privileges?
Yeah, Niche,
I feel like my opinion too.
Well, I don't know what it is with exes. I don't know. Like Tafik said, ex is an ex. I mean, you gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more of that.
Exactly.
So if I called you 2 a.m, like, yo, what's up? Trying to lay my forehead on your navel.
It'd be up to me to say yeah, but you ain't got no right to call me and say they ain't got no privileges.
Yeah, 4 a.m,
what?
Like, what? You get cussed out.
I know for a fact, nigga, you ain't going to call it just to lay your head on that navel.
That's how you do it, dude. That's the lie. You go down there and be like, oh, the tip is in already. Yup, we got to do it now. The tip is in.
That is rape.
That's not rape. I mean, it's false advertisement, but it's not rape.
No, I mean, that's the cap. But no, nigga, I feel your game, man. That's the cap.
Yeah, like, yeah, nigga, come over there and eat. And they don't have to say what. You can eat a sandwich and be like, all right, let's do it.
No. I'm done with this whole story, you know what I mean? I don't like this story anymore.
I'm just saying.
No. You're being bad. But it's cool, you
okay,
know what I'm saying? I really think that you got to sometimes tell an ex, like, chill. Because, like, then what if they ask you for something free, like,
I wish my ex would come to my party. Like, let me get in free. I thought I charge my dude. Like, don't play with me. Like,
oh, man. You tell her you ain't getting in for free.
Yeah, like get in the back of the line. Like, what is
oh,
wrong with
you? You would do them like that. It depends what type of ex it is, though. You know what I mean? If it's a bitter ex, then I understand.
Nah, most of them you be like, no, thank you, but you're being treated like this.
Wait, let me see what my ex is. Most of my exes, we remain friends,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, but, like, some of them think, like, my daughter dad think he still own me, like.
All right, yeah, that's one extreme.
Yeah, that's
next,
in a way.
Yeah,
that's called the psycho. That's a different topic. We'll
say
that for another time.
Yeah, honest. That's some real shit. That should be your next
joint. Oh, yeah. That's totally out of line. If the ex think they own you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he think, like he going to ask me to marry him. Right. First of all, you lied to me when we first got together. I'm thinking you one age, and you was like, another age. You lied to me about your age.
Wait, he lied.
I didn't even know niggas still be lying about their age.
Girls
so
lie about
like
their age.
This is like 9 years ago. Like this, like my daughter about to turn. My daughter just turned 8, so this 9 years ago. Oh goodness, yo, I gotta go for a second.
What you say, women? But on some real shit, you gotta draw the line somewhere. Or somebody gonna end up hurt.
I respect that.
I
mean,
do.
You gotta draw the line. If you don't draw the line somewhere, somebody will end up getting hurt, and or worse.
Yeah,
probably won't say it's in line between love and hate.
No doubt.
And
out of that, well, somebody probably is getting chopped off.
And it happened. Yo, I was watching Snap and some girl got off for doing it. She thought the guy wasn't going to die, and the boy died. She only wanted to cut his dick off, but she cut his dick off and he died.
Oh, he probably killed himself once he found out that Jones
was
off.
Yeah, shit,
like,
I wouldn't want to live either. What the fuck?
He probably wanted to take a pee and it was spraying out like a sprinkler from a water plug. And he's like, whoa.
Nah, oh, shit.
You know, a spray bottle, you can turn to spray or stream. He thought it was supposed to stream, and he was spraying. He was like, what the? Okay. I got to die now.
All honesty, I mean, yeah, I don't want to live if that was the case. I would say, I mean, it's just too good. It's too good of a feeling not to have that feeling anymore. You know?
But they could probably sew it back together or whatever. Here's your prayer. You could just dress it up. You always have to wear condoms. Like, you wear condoms, like, to cover your scar.
I would wear a strap on.
Yeah.
You could just say that.
I'll be like, girl, be like, let me see you there. I'll be like, yep. Bam. They'd be like, that ain't yours. I'll be like, it is now.
I'm done.
Somebody chopped the real one off. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's a scary moment. That's scary.
He ain't shit, so you never know what's going to happen to him in the future. He might get his shit chopped off. But definitely, shout out to everybody chilling with us on Philly Shop Radio. We got another caller, press 1. Definitely, if you want to join in, just press the 1. We'll open up your mic. Holler live with Honest Fire. Dorsey and Jermaine, Truth Teller, 267-270. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, yo.
Yo, what's good? Who this? Oh. I don't know what happened. We lost him.
That was somebody at a Metro. That was what happened. That was a Metro.
Hey, man. You're ruthless, man.
Yes, he is. But you know what?
That's what happens, dog, when you buy cop phones. Cops cut him off. They're like, we don't want to hear this. They can make the drug deal. Click.
Yeah. But that's, I would see, what they call it, motherfucking Metro on that dumb shit. I don't like dumb. It gets you in all types of trouble. And
you see doing their commercials, right?
Who?
It's the Middle Eastern niggas, man. Latin, those is brothers. They twins.
No,
yep.
Like, you know what? Yeah, and cricket, too, because I remember I had cricket for my internet or whatever. Every time I called the fucking cricket number, I got some fucking weirdo who can't even speak English.
Ah, yeah.
It was like ridiculous. Like, come on, are you really, really the only person who answers on the phone? Everybody just don't speak English. And I'm not trying to be racist. I might sound a little racist, but I'm telling y'all the truth. Like, they was brawling. Like,
I get that at my job. I got people that get their green card and get a job, and then they start speaking. I'm like, what are you saying? I'm like, man, look, you wouldn't have passed my green card test. That's real rap, because I can't understand you now.
We got an issue. You know what? We got to get together your green card test, and then I'm going to start saying that shit right. You know how the call is, the customer service, but like, your call is being recorded, but like, I'm about to get a green card test, or else I need a new agent. Like, I can't talk.
No. You
but
know
we
what?
We got our caller back. Well, hold on 1 second, Jermaine. Hold that thought. Hold
Damn,
on.
I was hoping that nigga wouldn't call back.
No, we're going to show love, you know what I'm saying? New caller, 267-270. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up?
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Dipo, 58-ZIP, Southwest Philly, all day.
What's good, bro? How you doing?
My eating chicken, macaroni, cheese, and broccoli, watching the wash and shit.
Breakdown.
Hey, yo, man. I'm going to tell you now, man. Somebody was talking about your phone, man. They was tripping on it. Yeah, man. Something wrong with that nigga phone. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I thought, like, stop that shit, man.
You don't fucking snitch, motherfucker. You definitely not what you do.
No, okay? I just snitch. He from Southwest. I'm from North. That's not my jurisdiction.
No,
so I don't snitch.
You ain't.
They got
right.
Snitch jurisdictions. I ain't. Okay.
Definitely
was good. You know what I mean? You stay busy over there. Always got something going on. You must be at a dollar night or something banging.
Nah. I took the night off tonight. I'm worn out.
You really? Someone? Well, then you must be about to chime in on a topic. I'm sure you got a lot of exes mad as shit at you, but do you cut off extra privileges, or do you allow them, you know what I mean, to borrow money from you, borrow your car, borrow you for the night, spend the night?
For the night.
I like what you said that.
The only thing ex can borrow from me, you know, some wood. Other than that, you know what I mean? Nah. I ain't no ex no money, you know what I mean? Fuck that.
Okay, so what about the other way around? Would you borrow from an ex?
Nah.
Period.
Money changes a whole lot of situations, you know. Money break up friends, you know what I'm saying? So, nah.
It ain't even gotta be money that you borrow. You can borrow a car, you can borrow a cup of sugar, you can borrow.
Nah.
I feel him.
I'm
borrow for the night, about it. I mean, other than that, you know.
That wood game, huh?
Hey, you know what y'all should do? I do this all the time. Anybody ever call you for something, and you know they got it, and you call them back the next day, and then they be like, "Yeah, man, I need you yesterday." Like, "Oh yeah, man, I would have did that shit." Yeah, try that. That always works, too. I lie my ass off.
Yo. That's funny you said, though.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I did it to my mom, too.
Oh, no, you drawing, dog. You drawing.
Nah.
No.
I'm keeping it real. Like, my mom, man, y'all know, man. She a gold there. I'm like, mom, that's why daddy don't mess with you now.
He takes your money, huh?
Yeah, she think I'm rich. I'm like, mom, just do comedy. I don't do anything else. I'm not getting paid for this shit like I'm supposed
to.
I'm
going to tell you, some moms be money-hungry bitches, like, serious.
Wait, man, why you going to call her a bitch? Now, I ain't say all that.
He ain't say all that.
I said some moms. I said some moms.
could be talking about like my mom.
A little money hungry, but I won't call her a bitch, though. She
yeah, you can't call her the B word.
Why can't I? Live
nah,
with my mom for 2 days.
Hey, but look, I give my mom anything she wants. I got
my
mom anything she wants.
She's still a bitch.
Yeah,
I already paid my dues back to my mom. Yeah.
I ain't done paying my dues, so to each his own on that one.
Yeah.
I was saying, you know what I mean? I did my tax. My mom used my name for bills and stuff, up my credit. I was like, yep, mom, that counts too, mom. I'm 6 years old. Why I got a 540 credit score? What the fuck? Cash man knocking on the door asking for Jermaine. I'm like, who the fuck? That's me, nigga. How you know my name? You owe us money. I owe you shit. I was just born.
No, see, that's not right. See, and
like, no.
Like, we don't agree with that. We don't agree.
I love my mom though. She's the reason I do comedy, real rap though.
No, right now, I'm gonna tell you, I love my mom to death, but right now she a bitch because she just put me through unnecessary shit.
Who is making that?
You put her through unnecessary stuff when you came out of her vagina. Take that.
So,
that was unnecessary.
Okay, wait. She shouldn't have did the horizontal poker with my daddy, and I wouldn't be here.
All right, and you with me on Philly Shine Radio with Honest Fire and guest co-host Dark Skin Jermaine.
Yeah, exactly.
You see how I advertised that? That was hot.
Yeah, I like that, exactly. I fucks with it, too. Definitely.
All
you gotta show love.
My black ass. All y'all mother. All
right, we gonna show love because I said I was gonna bring this song back. Shout out to my homeboy, Del P. Him and Corey Williams winning on this track called The Comfort Zone. Shout out to Niche Buck on the line with us. I still got your CD.
You still on the line?
Yeah,
I'm so. Hey, why you ain't say nothing? I was talking. They was talking about you. I don't know if you heard them. Yep.
Ain't nobody talking. I was all in the
mind. You heard. See, he
over there trying to get some privileges right now. That's why I seen you talking.
One thing we could definitely establish, Jermaine is a liar.
I ain't a liar. I just don't tell the truth like I'm supposed to. It's two different ways, two different
things. He's truth impaired.
Yeah.
We got that.
He's truth deficient. Here you go.
Let me sugarcoat it. I'm a fibber.
No, you truth deficient.
I don't even know that word. Is that more than five letters? Because if it is, you might as well go ahead and throw that out. You better break that shit down. Break
okay,
up word
you
down.
You don't know your own name because your own name is more than five letters.
Oh, man, I had to learn that shit all my life, though. You know what I mean? It took me a while. I kept calling myself Maine.
This boy crazy.
Yeah.
Boy, you crazy. Boy, you
trying
crazy.
Trying to get you a run for my money.
Yeah, you better stop playing with me. Mm-hmm.
I can't break out like I'm going to break out because of the environment that I'm in. But
that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you kicked out of the hospital. I'm be honest with you. Then the radio show will really be popping and be like, yeah, she just got kicked out the hospital.
No. It's popping enough. You doing enough. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we will go back into this music a little bit more. Shout out to everybody joining in with us. You know what I mean? We having fun. We still talking about these privileges and shit.
Gotta go.
I'm
with
you, man.
Play a position, keep a nigga feeling comfortable. Keep the gene plus a sex game wonderful. Pop it to the crib in the trench, nothing under them. So spontaneous, shorty, this shit a mystery. Why I ain't claiming it? Relationships are dangerous. Thin line between the loving and the hating shit. Less I change a bit, I like it the way it is. Weigh my options, I should take my pick. But if she gonna get a man, goddamn, that'll make me sick. Maybe I'm selfish like that slum village song, but I get a rush when she's around and feeling strong, but I don't want to rush. I hope I'm not leading you wrong. Success can be a little bit stressful when you're alone. I understand if you feel like moving on. Who you wrong with if you run to keep
her shit. No strangers that can be with that. Call me when you need and that I'm there. She's a beast, never scared. She like it when I bite and when I'm pulling on her head. Not a whore, let's be clear. Been doing this for years. Plus they stay behind closed doors, all is fair. Yeah, she like the role play, Catholic school gear. Listening to the OJs coming up a stair. Working down walls, I be leaving that muffin needing construction. Get her all, she like easy, just something. So cool, so we never had any heated discussions. Never stress me or sweat me. If I'm out of line, she gon' check me. Always riding, so she never second guess me. I'm in a corner, protect her like a lawyer. I give her work, no problem to employ ya. Golden boy, plus I go through red like Della Hoya. My spot, I got a membership. Stay on the road, so she know that I be in the mix. She know what role, so that don't make a difference. She know we get the busiest and not the hand various. Shorty serious, period. Bring her A game in all areas. She cook, she cleans, look good in her body mean. She fly without wings, so why would I leave, huh?
Shout out to my boy, Corey Wims. He be doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Him and Del P winning on that joint. Del P.
I can definitely mess with that one.
Oh, I'm supposed to get my input. I like the song. I especially like the melody in it. You know, and that's something you can play when you with your girl and you ready to go rob a bank. Back to you, Honest.
Jermaine, you seem like you can sing. You look like you can sing just like him. Can you sing for us?
I kind of can. I just know how to sound like the people in the songs. That's it. Mm-hmm. I can't sing worth none. I used to sing, though, when I was a young boy, though, to be honest with you.
You did? Can
it was candy involved, though. Huh?
Can you sing to me, Dean?
I had throat surgery. Yeah,
so,
I can't sing no more. I sound like Bobby Brown now.
Bobby Brown can sing.
No, he can't.
Oh.
I'm be honest, y'all think that's foam around his mouth? Yeah, that's just that's not foam.
What is it?
You know when you snort and you sneeze and it come out your mouth? Yep, that's what happens. Yeah, I know. Bobby Brown, go Bobby.
No, I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nobody, hey, you get your privileges. What's her name again? True Story?
True Story. I'm about to send you this request.
What was that? I'm sorry. I forgot the name already. It's so quick to forget because it's, like, rare.
Rare. What's rare?
Her name.
Telling the truth.
The truth teller. Her name is the truth.
Oh, that's your name, the truth teller?
Mm-hmm.
You tell the truth about them privileges, though.
Ladies
keep love locked down, too. They don't even front.
Well, I
know.
You don't now?
Together.
Oh,
y'all two look so cute.
Don't.
Get that out your mouth. Get yourself. Look at me on air fighting with the baby.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, be careful, girl. Don't be mean to the babies.
Too late.
I'm not going to have that. No. We're not going to have that.
Wait. He's
heart-minded
a wire.
You is wrong. She is dead wrong, people. So, I don't agree. I don't agree with none of this.
Yo, he looked like some dude I know named Dante.
Who?
The doctor?
Jermaine.
Huh?
Who are you talking about, Jermaine?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't even seen me. I'm on the phone. What?
I'm looking on your page. Nigga, I'm on your page.
Why? You on my page?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of my page, do you see my flyer for March 13th?
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Yeah.
Tell us what you got March. Coming up. Stop you you got to be in the building March 6th in Mill Creek.
March 6th. What day is that? Is that a Sunday?
Sunday.
Of course
it's
always a Sunday.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm going to come right after church and listen to some gangster rappers. I'm lying.
Wait,
yeah, that's not going to work.
How tall are you?
I'm only like 5-something.
You is not. You like 6 foot something.
6 feet. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
you
like
5'11".
Yeah, you like 5'11".
Because I know if you're taller than her, I'm shorter than her.
Yeah, you're
shorter
than everybody.
Shut up.
You are.
But yeah, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there March 6th. I want to go in here and show some love and give y'all a little bit of comedy. Just a little bit. All right, like 5 minutes, because I know they want to hear the rappers and the singers and stuff that come through. And, you know what? I want to give a quick shout out to a couple girls. What's that girl named Mischief?
Mischief, yeah.
Mischief.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane. And believe it or not, the Black Lady Gaga, Toxic Egyptian.
Yes.
Yeah. Them girls can actually, they can hold a crowd. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually put them on a show recently. I think they're all going to be performing at the Arts Garage Thursday the 10th or something like that next month. Yeah, and I got Hurricane actually opening up the 13th of March at out Southwest at Ouija's 5507 Baltimore Ave for the comedy show.
Well, I'm definitely
the girl there to bring.
I'm in the building. I'm being in the building for sure.
Oh, you know your name on the list already, on the fire.
Okay, I appreciate it. You know,
I wish I could get on the list. Yeah.
Well, you go.
Man, I ain't putting nobody on the list if they ain't coming.
I can't come because I got kids.
I ain't got no permanent
babies. Well, bring them. I make babies laugh too. Kids love me. I used to work at a daycare, believe it or not.
Well, you can't bring no child to the bar.
Yes, you can. I've seen somebody breastfeed in the bar.
I would never bring my child to no bar.
All right, everybody. Look, they going to see the bar soon, no matter what you say. They going to see it. If not, like, I hope my kid find my porno stash, my little boy. Yep.
You
I hope
why,
he find it.
Why can't your little girl find it?
Because I have to kill her.
Why you got to kill her but you won't kill the boy? See, I don't like that double standard stuff. See,
because he has a penis and I have a penis and we have something in common.
And? I don't want, my daughter finding nothing like that.
I'm done with you. Get out of me. Listen here.
Oh, yeah. And also, I forgot. May 1st, I'm hosting a fashion show. This is going to be big. Girl named Fallon, F.L.Y. Entertainment. It's going to be in New York. And I'm going to be hosting Hush.
What?
It's going to be. No, you got to. No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the TV. TV loud and talking. It was crazy. I was talking
to
you. I'm lying.
You about to get cut. He don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say he lying.
Yep.
You about to get cut. Don't play with me.
Hey, ain't nothing new. I've been cut by females, stabbed with. You ever been stabbed with a solid fork?
No.
No.
Yep, I've been stabbed with a solid fork.
That's a shame. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he's had a hard knock life.
Yep.
Well, look. He about to get stabbed with a phone wire. With a charger. Okay. Better if I'm stabbing with a charger, my 3-prong charger.
Mm. All right, look here, Kia Hagen. Yeah.
People out the whole money.
Somebody getting claimed on taxes.
The government.
Whole government. I'm doing my taxes over, and your name gonna be on it.
That ain't my whole name. That ain't my whole name. So go ahead,
you can try.
You know
that's partial. Yeah. My name's spelled wrong.
I know her real name. You can pay me for it. You can pay me for her real name.
Mm-hmm.
You said your name is. You spelled your name wrong. What you get on your SAT?
No, it's not the whole name. It's just a piece of it.
No, I did. I went to college. Any y'all went to college?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, that's good. I did 2 weeks at community.
To get more knowledge.
He said 2 weeks old. He said 2 weeks at community.
That don't count.
I want some McDonald's nuggets.
No, don't eat them. They're not good for you.
I want some nuggets now, too.
You should
come
to the hospital with
fingers.
Me. Come to the hospital with me.
Who?
You.
For what?
Because I'm stuck in with
sick.
This boy.
I ain't sick.
See, look, you can't T-114, you know what?
I ain't sick.
You can't T-114.
You gonna pay for my cab?
Your cab, goddamn. All I got is, I only got $100. I'm broke.
Oh, well, that's enough. You get me some, I could definitely get a whole bunch. I could get 2 of those. All right, I made my list. I'm on my way, babe.
$100,
why
they
got
last me to the first.
Oh, dude, we got to do something about that. You
what
know
are you
what
doing?
What? We got to get you some work. You know what I'm saying? Get you some money. I don't know.
I
want to show some more love. Like I said,
okay.
Definitely thank you, Jermaine, for calling
in.
You lived up the show for me tonight. You know what I mean?
I got to say something, though. You know what? I ain't say it all day. I ain't even say it during the last show. But during the time when you played the song, you know the song. You know that one song that you play.
No, what song are you talking about?
You know that song in the line I always say.
No, I don't know what song you're talking about. What line could you possibly mean?
Money, money, is money.
It's like, no, you know she a freak.
I'll be telling on you.
Okay.
He got to teach me how to dunny, and so I can fill it all up in my tummy, you know.
See a whole freak, y'all. Yeah.
Ha, like I ain't get that. You kind of talking code or something?
That's the way the song go. You got to listen to the song. He said, I got to... chick saying, teach me how to dunny. Then he said, I apply the pressure that you feel all up in your tummy.
Oh, yeah, I do that too. Yep.
Yeah, see, you know what? I think it's a lot. He probably got his own thing. What would you call it? You know what I'm saying? That you be doing. What would you call it, Jermaine?
You know how you do a job interview? And you be like, I hope they call back. Well, I don't hope. I don't wait.
Oh.
None. I just tell them, like, they going to call back.
You know that they won't call back. You got that call back.
Yep.
We did a show last year talking about what name does a person name their stuff, you know what I mean? Like, do they have a name, a special thing that they call it?
Oh, I got, like, a lot of names.
You, wait a minute. For you or, like, that a girl calls it or whatever?
Yeah, they call it ooh, ah, do that again. That's the spot. Yeah.
I don't think that count, but okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, those are some hot names. I think I like them.
Hmm.
I'm going to keep them names.
I like them too. But like I said, definitely.
Yeah, we definitely about to end this show because I can't keep going through what I'm going through right now. I can't do it no more.
Yep, I hear that shit in the background. I was not there. I got ADD. Last time I babysat, I fell asleep. And I woke up. And I said, what the fuck is going on? No, I actually threw a shoe because I seen a little head. I was like, who's in my room? And it was my guy, son. I was like, yep, this ain't going to work. This little nigga, he's still here. I thought when I went to sleep and woke back up, he'd be gone. But he was still here.
You ain't cool for that one.
No, I'm serious.
Well, we're going to show some love. I'm going to show love and play some music for my girl, Miss P. Close the show out. And so we'll be back Saturday night. No Confession Friday this week. But next week, we're going to be back in full effect. Back in full effect. Feel me? I like that word, feel me. I ain't going to never use it again.
Did you hear what I said? I said no Confession Friday tomorrow night.
What'd you say?
No Confession Friday?
No. Not this Friday. Too much to do, man. We got a lot to do.
You got to text me and let me know what Confessions and Thirsty Thursdays. That's just the name.
I do it myself. You know me. I do Confession Fridays myself.
Oh, just text me now.
I'm sorry, here.
Thirsty Thursday.
But Diamond Spotlight is a new group. I added you all to it, you know what I'm saying? Definitely show some love and support. Show
I was
all
over there.
You was on there? Yeah, I saw you on there. Mm. You were showing love.
I don't know what was going on. What you add me to?
I added you. Mm-hmm. Of course.
You ain't add me.
Yes,
I ain't see it.
I added you too.
Do y'all ever watch these HBO sexuals where they be like bumping skins?
Close them.
No.
All right.
Why would they do?
No, they be
bumping
so fake.
Skins.
They be so fake.
Now, the girl on girl? What? They be popping.
Yep. You ain't right.
I have a penis. That's the route I take when I watch shows like that. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We going to show some love. Like I said, shut the show down. Shout out to my girl Truth Teller, chilling with us, you know what I mean, doing her motherfucking thing. Show
yeah
love.
I can't even go the way I wanted to.
Well, it's okay, honey. Show love and play that music for my girl Miss P. We be alright.
Miss P, all right, I'll talk to you later, girl. I'm going out. This boy is going through drawers. Which one?
Play the Fire Flame when I go. That'll be hot. Yeah, that's my shit.
Hot. Okay, before I do that, I got to do my signature of me ending the show because you be ending it. Good night, everybody. Sleep tight. Truth Teller can't go night-night, but I hope y'all do. And I'm going in. Talk to you later, Honest.
I love y'all.
You know
yeah,
what?
I
love
you too.
Bye. Don't be thinking a chicken
all
from
right
Philly got that fire. You feel me? So peas in the building. What? And you know, it's nothing but concrete music over here. Peas in the building. Fiction focus, nigga.
What?
Shit. Ninjas pulling up in all black Kawasaki. And you know I run with about 100 eyes. If I got a problem, then I call my nigga shit. Cause you know he got that 4400 in the crib. As I walk in the club, my booty wiggling and jiggling. Chicks in the huddle and they can't stop giggling. Sister Rocket hit me just to boost up my adrenaline. The whole team counts that. It's all about the Benjamins. With a bartender at, I need another round. Next I text my connect, I need another pound. Miss Philadelphia, headed next to Youngstown. Electric power on, but I came to shut the city down. The haters know mine, say Barbies get lost. And I haven't paid a dime, but I paid the cost to be the boss. And you know I ride the waves of this beat just like a shark. All this
Give me my respect in every hood, talk me pride. What's your issue? Do you need a clean that sit you think? Twice before you speak, my boys are blood, that that's an eagle. Concrete music on the beat. Fuck LeBron, now I got heat. Risk taker, guarantee for this money I will leave. Daddy had us to the top, yes, surpassing my own peak. And you know I piped your hoe, so she guaranteed to leave. With your man, I'm down the creek, in the back of the Cherokee Jeep. When you see me in the street, I don't need for you to speak. Nah, it's Miss P in the building. And for all y'all that think I was just sitting back, I'm just plotting and planning. He's in a building. Bitch! Make sure I understand that it's concrete. That means it's permanent, bitch. Let's go! Shout out to Toon. Shout out to DJ Kurt. Let's go!